I'm pleased to have Secretary Jose Romero with us today from the Department of Health, as well as Secretary Johnny Key from the Department of Education. I want to thank everybody for paying attention to our daily COVID-19 update. And let me start with a letter that I received from a teacher in Fort Smith. And it says, "Dear Governor Hutchinson, I want to thank you and the Arkansas Department of Education for allocating funds from the CARES Act to assist educators with sick quarantine days related to COVID-19. That has been a huge concern for teachers that I know as we try not to miss school and save those sick days." And then your announcement today eased my worries, as I'm sure other educators will agree. And this is the point of the letter. She says, "I went back to work this week, and being back in my classroom ignited the fire that I always feel at the beginning of a new school year. I was afraid that the fire dimmed with the stress of the virus, but it has not, and I'm ready to teach my students on August 24th. And she goes on and gives a personal greeting to me. That is from Karen Yada Mills, from third grade teacher, National Board Certification candidate, Woods Elementary, there in Fort Smith. So thank you, Karen, for sharing that letter with us, and that's an encouragement to receive and to hear of your excitement. And I know the fire is ignited in so many teachers as they prepare for the school year this year. And then before I look at our cases, I want to, and I think we have some good news in the number of cases today, but this is about teamwork. And we see that we had such a problem in Northwest Arkansas, and that has been reduced significantly. Central Arkansas has been holding its own. Northeast Arkansas has had an increase, and we need a real concentrated effort there. And that's the teamwork that I refer to, that we have to work together as a state to be ready for school, to be ready for the normal activities that we pursue. And we recognize that nothing is normal. And so we have to be prepared to be careful in everything that we do, but go about our preparation for school and for athletics, for the other activities, but not to hurt our team by not wearing the mask, taking the precautions, avoiding that party when you know that they're not taking precautions there. Those are the kind of steps that we need to continue to focus on as a state and as individual members. And so let's go to the cases. Yesterday we had 50,028 cases. Today we have an additional 383 cases. That brings us to 50,411. In terms of our hospitalizations, we have a decrease of 1 in hospitalizations, down to 507. We do have, unfortunately, an increase of 11 deaths. That brings us to 566. The testing is 4,140. And so you can look at that and say, well, we got 383 cases, but we only tested 4,140. And yesterday we tested about 1,000 more. Well, if you tested about 1,000 more and you had a 10% positivity, you'd probably add about another 100 new cases to that. So even if you looked at it from that perspective, we still had a very good day in terms of a lower increase in our cases. And we hope that testing increases more, but that's always a cautionary tale. We don't get cocky about it, but we're glad to see that reduced number of new cases. And then let's look at it from the standpoint of our graphs, which points again, you can see the level of cases today versus what we were the previous day, which was down also. And that goes to the 7-day rolling trend that you can see is pointed in the right direction. We want to keep it going that way. And then you'll see the hospitalizations that is a key metric for us, and that's holding steady, declined a little bit. And then if we go to the 7-day rolling average for positivity, And yesterday, if you'll remember, the positivity rate was initially where it is today, about 5%. And over the last 24 hours, we have new test results that come in that increases it up a little bit less than the 10% level. So we're making progress on it, but we still want to see that positivity rate go down some more, but it's getting down to the 10% level, which is, we've got to get it there and below that. This is the testing by facility, and here again you can see the Department of Health is in the white, UAMS is in the orange, the red is the commercial labs, and you can see on the last bar graph that the commercial labs was declining. We look at why is that happening. It could be that people are frustrated that it takes a while to get the result from the commercial lab, so they're looking at different options, or they're delaying that. I do believe that the commercial lab testing, with the national effort on it, with our pushing on it, is going to continue to increase its capacity. So I'm very hopeful that we'll see those numbers go up again, which is about demand as well as the capacity of the commercial lab. So we'll do some more work on that. I'll just mention this briefly. Our antigen test, which is the point of care, the quick turnaround test within just a few minutes. We keep track of those separately, and there's a gradual increase in the number of tests that are being done. We're right now at close to 1,836, the number of tests that we've done this month. We hope to see that grow during the course of the month. And then before we have Dr. Romero come, I did want to say that we are pleased to announce today that we are working diligently and will be able to provide school district level data for the cumulative number of cases, the active number of cases, and positivity rate, that we're working in partnership with ACHI, Department of Health, and GIS, Geographic Information Systems, to help put that information together. And Secretary Key will describe that again as to why that is important for us. But I wanted to announce that we are working on that and expect to have that school district level data before we start school this year. And with that, let me ask Dr. Romero to come make his comments, followed by Secretary Key.
Thank you, Governor. So I'll round out the numbers that the Governor provided. So as mentioned, yesterday we had 383 positive specimens. These were comprised by 313 community specimens and 69 correctional cases. Hospitalized individuals increased by one to 507. Individuals on a ventilator decreased by one. Individuals on a ventilator decreased by one to 116. Total deaths are now 566 and increased by 11. Those 11 cases were not clustered. There were four cases from nursing homes. So to date, we have 50,411 total cases in Arkansas. We've had 868 individuals added to the roll of recovered Arkansans that are now at 42,998. Our active cases currently are 6,847, with 60 cases in nursing homes, 817 in correctional facilities, and 5,970 in the community. The testing has been mentioned by the governor. The Arkansas Health Lab contributed 1,259 of those tests. Private and commercial labs fell to 2,380, and UAMS increased to 501. To date, we have 57,229 cases specimens performed so far. With regard to counties, similar to the decrease in the number of cases, the number of counties with reported cases over 20 has also fallen dramatically. There are only three counties above 20 or above. These are Pulaski County at 63, Sebastian County at 31, and Carroll County at 20. So to echo the comments by the governor, the trend appears to be going down, and we think that if we have another day or two of this, we can definitely say that there's a downward trend, and this is most likely attributable to the mask mandate. And in order to keep that trend going downward, we're going to have to adhere to that and to keep in mind social distancing and other recommended measures. So I'll end there, and I'll turn it over to Secretary Key.
So today I'm happy to announce an extension of the partnership that ACAI has with other state agencies. Just to add the name of the Arkansas Department of Education as part of that partnership. The ACAI has established analytic surge capacity support for the Department of Health and now for the Department of Education. And the reason this is important as we move forward in preparing for the beginning of the school year is so that we can have district level data. ACAI is working closely with the Department of Health and the Department of Education for school district level data to include a weekly feed of COVID-19 positive cases from the health department, and in converting that to an analytic file and assigning geographic locations, basically overlaying that data onto a map of the school districts. And in creating that rate of cumulative and active individual cases for each school district. And then as it's been stressed so many times, the testing issue is critical to this. So the number of tests and the accuracy of that data to have an accurate positivity rate is going to be important as well. We are looking at rolling that out later this week, hopefully soon, and then that first set of data will look at data points through August 3rd, and then next week we will roll into the data points from this week. Those data points will include the cumulative COVID-19 cases per school district population, the active COVID-19 cases per school district population, and rates of testing assigned to the counties within that time period. Why is this important? As we get ready and school districts start on site, then they will need this data to help them with the response levels. So as we see the cases occur that are connected with the school district, they can take this data, look at what's going on in their district, looking at what's going on in their broader community, and then make decisions for under the guise of the response level documents in conjunction with the health department and with the Department of Education. We'll help have better data to make better decisions as we move forward with on-site education. I would also like to address briefly that over the next several days, a couple of weeks, that college students across Arkansas will be arriving on campus. And as we all know, the first couple of weeks of college, prior to schools or prior to classes starting, can be very social times. And I would just encourage everyone, all the students, all the staff, all the faculty at our colleges and universities to pay attention to the precautions, the social distancing, the mask wearing. We want to have a successful school year at all levels of education, and it's very important how we start as to how the effectiveness and the success of how we end this school year. Thank you, Governor.
Thanks, Johnny, and I'm glad you mentioned the Department of Education being a part of that partnership that brings us that new level of data. With that, we're happy to turn it open to any questions.
Yes. How much of this dip do you think is due to the decrease in testing versus other factors like the mask mandate?
Well, even if you made an adjustment because of the lower level of testing, it would still be a significant decrease. And that's the point. If you extrapolated the numbers with increased number of cases, you would still have, or excuse me, the increased number of testing, you would still have that dip. And so, as Dr. Romero said, we're not ready yet to say we've got a trend, but we're very encouraged with the last 3 or 4 days. But also, if you look at the last 2 weeks, you'll see a spike up. Just like last week, we saw 1,000 cases in one 24-hour period. And so there's some There will be some of those spikes, but we hope the overall trend will be coming down. And I do believe that is attributable to the work of Arkansans in complying with the mask mandate.
Have you received any information from the national level about the efforts to increase testings in the commercial labs?
I have. Yesterday I was on a call with the coronavirus task force, including the vice president, Dr. Birx, and Admiral Girard, who oversees the testing. We also had others on there. And during that, I raised the issue of testing again, and they recited that their communications with the different laboratories, the national laboratories, and that they have committed to increase their testing capacity, and they also measure it from how long it is to get the test results, and that time the labs are committed to reducing that time. And I believe you'll start seeing that in Arkansas, and I want to encourage everybody that even though we've seen some delays in the response of the commercial labs, and you say, well, I don't want to wait 4 or 5 days for result, I am hopeful and I believe that you'll see that reduced in the coming weeks. And so I encourage everyone, if you believe you need a test, if you've got symptoms or you've been traveling, go get your test. We want you to do that. And I think you'll see a quicker turnaround. And that was the assurance that they gave me.
The American Academy of Pediatrics reported a 90% increase in COVID cases among children. So I'm wondering, are we seeing an upward trend in child cases here in Arkansas?
I'm gonna ask Dr. Romero if you can respond to that.
So that report is from the American Academy of Pediatrics along with the Consortium of Children's Hospitals. So yesterday it was reported, we ran an analysis on our numbers, and actually our numbers for all age groups, and that is that age group that we divide from 10 to 18 and then 10 to 5 and below, those are all going down in our state. Now, I need to check the testing numbers for that period of time, but we're not seeing those large increases. Those numbers actually were, our numbers of children were contributed to that total analysis. So our analysis from yesterday doesn't support that we're seeing an increase in this.
Any other questions remotely?
Hi, Governor Neil Blackburn,
NWA News. Regarding that report from the Arkansas Academy, the American Academy of Pediatrics, well, given the number of new cases in children spiking over the last month across the country, will that affect Arkansas's school reopening plan?
Well, as Dr. Romero indicated, we haven't seen the same level of increase here in Arkansas. And so it's important information to know. We'll continue to monitor that, but no, the plans that to open school, in 2 weeks is still the target for Arkansas. Next question.
Governor Mike McNeil in Magnolia, just for some clarification, the figures for the school districts aren't going to be exclusively the number of students and teachers and faculty in a particular school district, but for the total population of a school district?
Go ahead, John.
Yes, this is the within the population of that, the physical boundary of the school district. These are not going to be totals of school district personnel or students. This is a reflection of the broader community that exists in that school district boundary.
Thank you, Mike. Next question.
Governor, good afternoon. Neil Gladner in Hot Springs. There was a time in some of these briefings where you would report on cases with people who also reported being in certain situations like bars, restaurants, gyms. Do you still track those, and can you tell us what you know from that?
Yes, and by the way, Neil, we missed you the other day, but so glad to have you back. In terms of the questions, about tracking the connection of our cases, our new cases, to an activity. I'll let Dr. Romero comment in just a moment, but They still do that analysis once a week. We continue to look at that. We do not see any connection of an increase in cases to a particular activity, and we continue to monitor that. I would be helpful that I think we will be able to come perhaps Friday or next Monday and present that again to the public in a transparent fashion. Dr. Merrill.
Thank you. I thought I had the numbers with me here, but off the top of my head, or Chief of Staff Williams may be bringing that to me. I'm sorry. Here it is. Thank you. We are tracking this, and we find, no clustering per se. There are certain activities that have higher associations of having been the individual having been there, such as restaurants. But there's nothing else that comes out that we can pinpoint as a single source of the increase. So at this time, there's no focality. So,
and Dr. Merrill, am I correct that information is on the Department of Health website?
Yes, it is.
And so you can go to the Department of Health website and actually see that breakdown, but we will try to present that later in the week. Next question. Yes, Alex.
Sorry, Secretary Key, you said that this school district level data will help schools decide their response level. So I'm wondering, now that we have this specific data, will you be assigning any sort of numbers to the response levels as far as positivity rate in the district and assigned to a certain response level?
She's looking at you, so I'm going to let you answer it.
Okay.
And we'll see if yours is the same as mine.
Well, the answer is that all the data points, positivity rate isn't the only data point we would want to look at. It is a data point that needs to be included. But because there are multiple data points, I don't foresee a situation where there is going to be a list or any type of number that says, if you're here, you do this. Again, back to what we've said, the districts are very diverse in their school arrangements, in their class arrangements, in their rural versus urban settings, and so each district needs to look at that data and the impact that it has on their districts, working with the health department and with the Department of Education to make those decisions.
Thank you, Secretary Key, and let me elaborate that. One, that's a very good question, and we'll continue to see if we can internally look at the criteria and what should be the measuring stick as to what should be a moderate response or if there's moderate spread or whether there's a severe spread in the community. But there's a lot of factors that go into it: the number of active cases, positivity rate, how long that positivity rate is existed, whether it is going up or down, the hospitalization rate in the area, and making sure that we have adequate coverage for the care that we have. And so all of those are factors. We're going to continue to work on that because we expect the school district to be communicating with the Department of Health, that the Department of Health and Education be working together as a team to help guide that response whenever we see a positive case or multiple positive cases. Yes.
A lot of college coaches this past week have made statements that they believe their student athletes are actually safer back on campus in their facilities with their medical experts and their social everything distancing set up. If you and Dr. Romero could just maybe both comment on that.
That's a good point. I've heard that observation, and I'd probably characterize it in a different way, that if you canceled football, whether it's at the college level or the sports at the high school level, the athletes are not going to sit in their room and twiddle their thumbs or simply do schoolwork. The athletes are still going to be in the community. They're going to be going downtown areas, they're going to be going to different activities, they're going to be socializing. And so the structure that the sports program provides hopefully will help provide more structure outside of the sports program as well. And I think the point is that there's going to be when you have students and you have activities, they're going to be at risk. And the same thing is true whether even in the sports arena, but it's a more controlled environment. So I do think there is that point made that is valid by many of the coaches and educators. And did Dr. Romero, anybody have any other comment on that?
Just a quick comment. I think that overall that statement does have merit, in part because the coaches are driving the activity of these young men and women forward. They're instilling the importance of team spirit and keeping this group as close together as possible so they're not going out into community, risking their year in sports and their team's ability to play. So I think there's a lot of leadership from the coaches themselves, and they're driving that into the student athlete.
And that's a perfect admonition. You have a lot of teams out there, a lot of different coaches. You've got some that are following exactly the guidelines. You've got others that might be somewhat looser. We encourage all of them to really set the example for the players. I think you're doing that, and it's really adding the value, not just in the sports arena, but outside of that as well in the community. Is there a final question? Remotely or anywhere?
Yes, Governor, it's Mitch McCoy at KRK and Fox. Sir, as you monitor the trend to see if that mask mandate is working with the lower positive numbers, does the Department of Health, do they have any concerns about that number going up again because school and athletics are starting soon?
The answer is yes, we have concerns every day. Whenever you see we're going in the right direction, we want that to continue. We also know that, we've got 2 weeks left before school starts, that we've got time to make more progress as a state. And that's what we want to see. But there's already, teachers are coming to school now. We've got, as Secretary Key said, we have college students that are starting to arrive on campuses. So we're going to be able to monitor this day by day in the coming weeks. With increased activity, there is always increased exposure and connections, and that's why you avoid that by wearing a mask, protecting yourself and others, and by socially distancing. So that is like the insurance policy for activity. And, if you're going to engage in activity, which we want to do, then you can still avoid the spread of the virus by conducting yourself in the right way. And so that gives us confidence that if we do that, we follow the guidelines, we can have a good school year. With that, thank you all very much. And tomorrow, Secretary Romero and I will be in Monticello, going down to the southeast part of the state, and I'll be going through a school there as well as having our daily update from Monticello.